Grace and peace to you from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I've never found it difficult to believe in God. I know he probably doesn't surprise you, considering the career field. And I know some people do, and I get it. It just never really happened to me. You see, the creed begins with a simple phrase of, I believe in God. But why do I believe in God? Number one, the belief in God is completely rational. Faith is not contrary to reason. I mean, if you think about it, nothing in existence has to be. Every king could just not be, just as well. There could be existence or non-existence. So everything that exists, this is possible. But it's not necessary. But something's necessary. And that one necessary thing is God. We believe in God simply by looking at nature. I mean, look at the color, the form, the beauty, the intricate design, all of the systems. And all of those systems as they all work together. Are we really supposed that the universe just popped into existence by some series of accidents or some blind force? The theory of evolution is simply that. It's a theory. It is the creation myth of modern man. They haven't replaced it yet because they don't have anything to replace it with. You're certainly not going to replace it with the Bible, are you, right? So they have to leave it in place because there's nothing to replace it with. And don't get me wrong, I am not an anti-science guy. I like science. I think science is super cool. But the theory of evolution's got holes in it that you can put planets in. But again, I'm not afraid of being a free thinker. I think be a free thinker. Read your science, read it hard, and the harder you think, the more it'll direct you back to the necessity that there is something that we are missing, and that necessity is God, which is the foundation of all religion. St. Paul's Cathedral in London was built by the architect Sir Christopher Wren. Now, he had begun to build that cathedral because the medieval church that was there burnt to the ground in 1666. But Sir Christopher Wren died before its finished completion. Now I'm told that he was then buried in the crypts of that church. But you can't find his tomb. It's not marked. Instead, there's a Latin inscription on a plaque, and it says, if you seek his monument, look around. You see, the church itself, St. Paul's church itself, is essentially Sir Christopher Wren's headstone. The cathedral itself bears witness to the architect's existence and his consummate skill. We can say the same thing about the Almighty God. The great architect of the universe. If you're looking for his monument, look around. St. Paul writes the same thing. Ever since the creation of the world, God's invisible nature, namely his eternal power and deity, have been clearly perceived in the things that have been made. He doesn't need a sign. The next reason that I believe in God is because I can look at man. I mean, not the cruelty or the meanness or the betrayal or the brutality, of course. But look at what man is capable of. When you think about our highest of faculties and our highest ideas, you dwell on our conscience for just a moment. That impervious inner urge that tells us that we ought to do things or tells us not to do things and then congratulates us when we do the things that we're supposed to and then condemns us when we do the things that we know we're not. Is that an accident? I think of man's wonder, his awareness in the order of existence above all, the profound sense to worship. Every society known to man throughout all of history has worshiped something. Because that's an inner desire that we have. Can we really be so cynical to just go, oh, well, that was just the age of barbarism. It didn't go away. It's still here. Man is by nature conscious of his reflection of his higher moral duty to God. And even when people have done away with God, they go, I don't believe in this at all. It's all a bunch of hokum. And they go their own way specifically to go away from God. The first thing they do is start making laws. Because we're humans and we need what? Rules. And we know we need rules. We write rules in our state, county, government, federal, the house. My house has rules. My house, growing up, had rules I didn't even know about. I also believe in God when I consider Jesus Christ. Many arguments about the concept and conceptualization of God are generally pretty confusing. And so they tend to sort of go above our heads to a certain extent. But if you consider just Jesus Christ, now you are dealing with a true historical figure within a historical context. Besides that, we also believe in God's purpose, that God himself, a timeless being beyond all of our reason and our expertise and our comprehension, has then taken the initiative to reveal himself to us. Because nature and science and human will, it can tell you all kinds of things and point you completely to the direction that there is a God, but none of that will tell you anything about who God is or what he thinks about you. That has to be done by God himself. To make himself known to us. And the climax of that is the revelation of the coming of the Son of God in human flesh. God means to approach us through Jesus, not the other way around. So if you can't believe in God, I urge you to read the Gospels. Read God's own revelation about himself. Meditate and reflect upon the story of Jesus. I am simply amazed by the number of people who will tell me, well, I'm not much for believing in God. And I'm like, have you read the Gospels? Well, no. Read the Gospels. You don't have to read all four of them at the same time. Read Matthew today, read John tomorrow. Take an afternoon. I mean, there's so little to that. Just read the words and see if it doesn't affect you in somehow. Scripture's God's divine word. It will work. Jesus says, no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son has chosen to reveal himself. This is what I mean when I say that Christian faith is rational. Christian faith is grounded in experience, evidenced when we look at nature, when we look at man, when we look about Jesus Christ, the God-man made flesh, given for the salvation of our souls. And of course, none of that is conclusive faith. None of that is conclusive proof. The existence of God is not a mathematical demonstration. If it were, all people would be compelled to believe. All people would then be forced to believe, even against their will. But that doesn't mean the Christian faith is not rational. Let me put it like this. Let's imagine that God is a beautiful garden encircled by a tall wall. There are two men who are determined to scale the wall and to discover God. One man is called reason, the other man is called faith. Now, reason is a solid, matter-of-fact fellow. He looks at the wall and goes, it's just a wall, we'll just climb over it. And so he managed to scrape and scrabble and with his bare little fingertips and working his toes to a grind, he clamber and scrabble up the wall, but he doesn't actually make it all the way to the wall because about the time he starts thinking he's getting near the top, bang, he gets struck and he falls off the wall in a heap. Why? Well, because faith. You see, faith is a nimble, imaginative creature, wildly impatient with the labors of reason. Bored with all the slow progress, he decides it'd be easier just to run up and jump over the wall. So he backs up, takes a running leap towards the wall, puts his foot in the middle of the wall, and jumps up and scrambles for purchase. And the only thing he runs into is reason. Bam, down they both fall into a heap. Both of them now at the bottom of the wall. Dismayed by their failure to scale the wall independently, faith and reason decide to cooperate. Reason plants himself at the foot of the wall, back to the wall, as solid and as stout as he can be, and then faith climbs up on his shoulders, and from this vantage point, nimbly just springs over the wall. You see, faith apprehends God, but faith sees God, is grounded in reason. Having understood that faith in God is indeed rational, my second point comes to the fact that our faith is also personal. True Christian faith is not just merely based upon reason, but it issues from contentment. Faith is not the same as credence. Like when I say I believe in ghosts or I believe in fairy tales. I mean, I believe in the devil. It means I believe that such a creature exists. When I say that I believe in God, what you mean or what you ought to mean is more than a merely understanding that he exists. It's more like my belief in democracy, which means I am convinced of the rightness of it, that I contend for it, that I believe it be a positive influence for the good. To believe in God is more than just assuming certain facts. It means I've committed myself to him personally as Christ Jesus, as Savior, as Lord. Let me elaborate with a simple equation. Faith is the belief in the mind leaning to a trust of the heart, an intellectual conviction which becomes then personal commitment. Did you write that down? No. You do know what that means, even though you can't recall what it means. It means, basically, that I can believe that a certain plane is airworthy, and that the airline who's operating it is reliable, and that the pilot and the crew and the maintenance people have done their job, will continue to do their job to the best of their ability, and that there's nothing wrong with this plane, and it is trustworthy. But that's not faith. I do not exercise faith until I translate my belief into trust and I actually get on the plane. Now I gotta really believe. In the New Testament, the Greek expression to believe implies a personal commitment. It's not merely an intellectual exercise. Christianity is essentially one who throws himself on the absolute trust and reliance of God. Not simply one who endeavors to obey a couple of commands or follow the example of some dead leader. Again, the Apostles' Creed is personal. It's objective. It's an expression. It is a conviction of something to be true. It is the conviction of a way of life. We do not say that I believe that there is a God, that we know who this God is. This Jesus Christ made man, made to manifest the goodness of God to us. In the same sense, James says, the devil believes in God, and he trembles. We believe not just that he exists, but that he loves us, that he's there for us. When I say that I believe in God the Father, that I believe in Jesus Christ, God's own Son, that I believe in the Holy Spirit who dwells within me, I do not simply exercise a knowledge of existence, but I throw myself on their power and trust in their goodwill. For the God who created me, the God who redeemed me, the Holy Spirit that continues to sanctify me, I've not gained a certain conclusion. What I've gained is an unfailing and powerful friend. And I believe in him. And I believe that he can help me, that he does help me, that he guards me and protects me throughout all of my days. And I dare say that he will guard and protect you through all of yours as well. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Jesus Christ is alive, my dear friends, ruling right now at the right hand of God, and that he has promised that someday he will come and collect us, that we may be where he is. And we pray for his coming. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.